Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Ksubos. Having discussed the husband's right to have his wife come live with him where he wants, and the limitations on that right, Mishnah Yud Aleph, the final Mishnah in Maseches Ksubos, teaches us that when we're considering Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, that is a special case. Hakol Ma'alin Le'Eretz Yisrael. Anyone, the husband or the wife, can force the other one to move to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein hakol motzin. And neither of them can force the other one to leave Eretz Yisrael. So too, hakol ma'alni Yerushalayim, ve'ein hakol motzin. So too, either the husband or the wife could force their spouse to move to Yerushalayim, but neither of them can force their spouse to leave Yerushalayim. Echad Anashim, the Echad Anashim. As we said, it doesn't matter which member of the couple wants to move to Eretz Yisrael or move to Yerushalayim, either the husband or the wife. The wife has the right to force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael or to move to Yerushalayim. Now, the Mishnah tells us another special rule regarding Eretz Yisrael and marriage. Nasa Isha Eretz Yisrael. If a man gets married to a wife in Eretz Yisrael, right? So then the ksuba obligation, right, is going to be written in the currency of Eretz Yisrael, right? And then the gersha Eretz Yisrael, then they get divorced in Eretz Yisrael. So fairly obvious, there's not a chiddush here, but it leads into the other sections of the Mishnah. No sein lamim os Eretz Yisrael. So when he pays off the ksuba, he has to pay it off in the currency of Eretz Yisrael. Makes sense. They got married there. The obligation is there, and the divorce is there. So that nothing else would make sense. Second case, though, Nasa Isha Eretz Yisrael. If they got married in Eretz Yisrael, so as we said, the ksuba obligation is in Eretz Yisrael currency. The gerusha bekapotkia, and they get divorced overseas. The example in the Mishnah is kapotkia, and what's particularly important about the example is that in kapotkia the currency is stronger. And since the currency is stronger, you might have a question of whether he's allowed to pay in Eretz Yisrael money or whether he has to pay in Kapotkia money, which is stronger. And so the Mishnah tells us, no sin lami was Eretz Yisrael. He can pay Eretz Yisrael money. After all, the obligation that he incurred when they got married and he wrote her ksuba was in Eretz Yisrael money, and therefore he can pay it off in Eretz Yisrael money even if they are living in Kapotkia when they get divorced. In the third case, we have the inverse. Nasa Isha Bekapotkia. If they get married in Kapotkia, now Kapotkia, as we've said, has a strong currency, and the ksuba is written in Kapotkia currency, right? That's the obligation. The obligation the husband takes upon himself is in Kapotkia money. V'gersha b'Eretz Yisrael. But then, by the time they get divorced, they're actually in Eretz Yisrael. So, even though the obligation was incurred in Kapotkia money, the Mishnah tells us, Nosin la mimos Eretz Yisrael. He is still permitted to pay in Eretz Yisrael currency, even though that is not worth as much either. Even if it's the same value, the currency is a weaker currency, and so it's not worth as much. But still, you're allowed to do it because of the importance of Eretz Yisrael and because the ksuba is derabanan. And since the ksuba is a takana derabanan, and so therefore, because of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that the ksuba is derabanan, we are mekil on the husband, and we permit him to pay off this ksuba in Eretz Yisrael currency. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Homer, no sin lab mimos kaputkia. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says if they get married in kaputkia, the ksuba obligation is in kaputkia currency, and that is stronger, and so therefore the husband must pay in kaputkia currency, even if they get divorced in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is that he says you can't be mekil because the ksuba is not the derabanan. The ksuba is a deoraisa obligation. And since it's a deoraisa obligation, we have to be machmir. If you incurred the obligation in kaputkia money, chashivas of Eretz Yisrael is nice, but the obligation was incurred in kaputkia money and you have a biblical obligation to pay that back. And therefore, you have to do it in the stronger currency of Kaputkia. Now, of course, Everybody agrees, Nasa Isha Bekapotkia, Vegersha Bekapotkia, right? If they get married in Kapotkia and they also get divorced in Kapotkia, so there's no reason to think that they should be able to do anything else. No Sein La'amimo as Kapotkia. Then, of course, everybody agrees that he has to pay the ksuba in Kapotkia currency. And that is not the subject of any kind of debate. That brings us to the end of Maseches Ksubos, Salik Maseches Ksubos. Congratulations to all those who finished learning Maseches Ksubos with us, and we look forward to the next Mishnah, the next Masechet that we are going to learn, which is Maseches Nedarim.